Hi, my name is Eva Jakobsson Vågland. I'm here to talk about unintentional injuries and violence on a global level and why we need more focus on safety promotion and injury prevention. I represent the Norwegian Safety Forum. It's a non-profit, non-governmental organization, a hub for knowledge and contact and information. We do not do research, but we work like a knowledge broker, sharing, networking, bridge building to promote safety in different sectors. And we have members and partners from all different parts of society. Working with injury prevention and safety promotion is part of a much bigger picture. Even though I and the organization I work with is mostly on the yellow line, injury prevention, we know that the framework is very important. Economy, culture, environment, education, all plays important roles. And we know that many accidents are caused by alcohol and drugs. So it's a big picture. And we also know that the more we have of emergency plans, equipment, good hospitals, ambulances, and so on, the better work we can do. This is going to be a short introduction. We're going to look at facts and figures, distribution of accidents, type of accidents, and how we can prevent them. The information and facts are based on the WHO information from Eurosafe, from my organization SCAFOR, from Folkehälsoinstitutet and Hälsodirektoratet. WHO states that 5.8 million people are killed by injuries and accidents every year. That's the entire Norwegian population, wiped out of accidents and injuries that can actually be prevented. We have work to do. And the Sustainable Development Goals is a good guideline for getting a safer society. Today, death by accident is higher than the number of deaths attributed to HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria combined, because we have learned so much about those diseases that we can do a good job preventing them. And the death rate of accidents is rising. And we have more accidents in less developed countries. Every day, more than 2,300 children and teenagers are killed by accidents that could have been prevented. As you can tell, injury and violence kill more men than women. This goes for almost all sectors: homicide, suicide, drowning, falls, poisoning, and road traffic more than anything. But in one area, women are on the top, and that's in fire accidents. And that's due to women cooking, a lot of time with open fire. And that's why we see that result. We talk about the big five also when it comes to accidents. Road traffic accidents, mainly motorcycles and pedestrians. Helmets are getting more common in most parts of the world. But usually the regulation only goes for one person, the driver of the motorcycle. But you, as you can tell, there are often a lot of people on the same motorcycle and often many children. Falls is another major. Just like in Norway and the Nordic countries, lots of people fall and you fall more often and more seriously, and you get more seriously wounded the older you get. On a global level, we have about 650,000 deaths by fall every year. That's the entire population of Oslo wiped out by falls. Drowning, the third most common death in accidents. And actually we have 1,000 people drowning every single day. That's 360,000 deaths by drowning a year. Burns, we talked about, and here you can see the typical open fire with women and children close to it. Animal bites, most common snakes, dogs, but also cats and monkeys are on the top list. So if we work with the big five, we can get a safer society and a safer life for people in many parts of the world. And as I said, injury deaths rise in rank. In 2004, road traffic was on number 9 on the WHO list, and it's expected to be number 5 in 2030. Again, because we learn a lot about more other diseases, accidents are rising. This picture is from the closing session at the WHO conference in Bangkok, Thailand, November 2018. You see the leaders in this field from all over the world stating that we recognize that all unintentional injuries and violence are preventable, and they call for action. I hope they will be heard, because we do have work to do. And prevention work is helpful, useful, and gives us a better and safer everyday life. There are at least three reasons for safety promotion. People will be saved from suffering and loss, society will save money, and the health services will be able to use their efforts in other ways. And efforts can give quick results. Think about the fire we saw on the floor. If you just raise that fire like 50 centimeters above the floor level, so many young children and mothers would be saved from burns. And injury prevention is not a new idea. Already in the Bible, Genesis 22, we can read that when you build a new house, make a parapet around your roof so that you may not bring the guilt of bloodshed on your house if somebody falls from the roof. Knowledge. And when we work with public health, we work with injury prevention in the same way as we focus on other type of areas. We have to find out what is the problem, what are the causes of the problem, what can we do to intervene, and how is it best done. And we do know some facts about what is the most efficient way to work with prevention. The best way is to introduce laws and regulation, like we have the seatbelt regulation. Everybody wears a seatbelt today because that's what the law prescribes. But quite a few people can write new laws, so we have to work in other ways too. Reward is a good way. But also very efficient is orchestrated measures. That means that you work with different areas at the same time. You have rewards, but you also have community information and activities and so on. And community-based activities. That's what we work with in the Norwegian Safety Forum. We work with communities, with the Safe Community Program, Trygge Lokalsamfunn, where the entire community is invited to take part. The different parts of the community, but also NGOs and other people that want to help to build a safer society. And we need safety ambassadors who can give a good message with authority. This is Soleika Mandela. She is the grandchild of Nelson Mandela. She lost her 12-year-old daughter in a car accident a few years ago. And today she is the main face for the WHO campaign for traffic safety. And she gives that message in such a strong way that if you hear her, you will remember it for a long time. We need more people like her. Because safety can be promoted. All we need is data and knowledge, laws and policies, capacity building, awareness, campaigns and activities. And most of all, efforts and determination. It can be done. And you're part of it. Think safety in your own life and think safety for those around you.